The next patient is Linda Denegar. The last name is D-E-N-E-G-A-R. The first name is Linda. Clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease that is stage 3A. The patient had laboratory workup that was done in June the 5th of 2024, in which the creatinine is one, a BUN that is 17, and the estimated EFR is up to 57. We have to keep in mind that the patient is receiving Krystexxa infusions. Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. Infusions, this could be the reason for the improvement of the kidney function following overt hyperuricemia and gout that have been treated with the infusions of Krystexxa that is every 2 weeks. She is supposed to get a total of 12 infusions. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without any evidence of exacerbation. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a total cholesterol that is 149 with a LDL of 45, HDL of 52, and the triglycerides of 257. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, followed by the rheumatologist. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is stable, hasn't had any manifestations. She has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. And she has gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. This patient is improved. The amount of pain has decreased. We are going to reevaluate her in October of this year since she's going back to New York.